Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the fact that there are plenty of good proposals for replacing payday lending. Enough of the negative. Let's go positive and not just talk today about how predatory payday lenders are and how they're ripping off lower-income families and trapping them in a vicious spiral of debt, but instead look at the ideas and institutions that are doing something different. Let's start with Senator Elizabeth Warren's argument that we use the United States Post Office to handle loans and transactions of small sums. In Japan, the Post Office is a huge savings system. In Canada, the Post Office handles money transfers or remittances for families sending cash to their home countries, although unfortunately they do so with a contract with MoneyMark, one of the primary MTOs. In short, there's already a way, if we just had the will. In the United Kingdom, there's an active market to undercut the predatory marketing model of the payday lenders, especially the big whopper in Britain, Wonga, and much of it is led by a revival of credit unions over recent years. According to The Guardian, My Community Bank operates online with the aim of becoming the first national credit union in the country. Its interest rates expose the high cost of payday lending sector yet again, as borrowing £255 from My Community Bank for 30 days, the average payday loan there, would cost £5.62. At Wonga, you pay £83.65. In dollars, we'd be talking about huge savings. £255 is about $390, and a Wonga ripoff would cost a bloke $127.90 compared to the credit union's charge of $8.59 for a simple in-the-pocket profit for Wonga that is 14 times the credit union charge. Too bad My Community Bank can't be in the U.S. and Canada, or heck, go global at those prices. What's surprising is that there are only 1 million credit union members all told in the UK, compared to Canada, where 50% of the population are members of a credit union. And some of them, like our frequent partners and supporters of Acorn Canada, Van City in British Columbia, are huge. Unions in the United Kingdom are fighting the payday lender bunch as part of their mission as well. Unite, the largest union in the UK, has created a network of credit unions for their members and families, as has Unison, the second largest. Unfortunately, in the U.S., it's sometimes hard to tell the credit unions from the regular banks or worse. In a big push to join your local credit union to protest banks a couple of years ago, I marched in myself and plopped some dollars down. I now get more mail from them than anyone else for credit cards, high-priced loans, and pretty steep fees. You figure. But hey, let's keep this positive. There are good ideas around the world about how to create alternatives to these scum buckets. They need support and encouragement, and maybe some pressure and push to policymakers to finally stand up to their lobbyists and contributions and do the right thing for everyone for a change. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.